Hi, Dave. How are you?
Good. How are
you? Nice to be here.
Thank you. Yes, thanks for joining us. How are you keeping warm today? You going to do anything in the house, little projects? Because no one's going out today.
In the house is right. I will be right here in front of the computer and reading through everything I can see. I haven't gone through all my books.
Yeah.
But I'm trying.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, this book and the new audiobook, it's a work of fiction set in a small town near the Flint Hills in Kansas, but the idea behind it is something that you'd like readers to take more seriously.
Well, I take seriously a statement by the Pope, Pope Francis, back in October of 23. He said, "I have realized that our responses have not been adequate to climate change. While the world in which we live is collapsing, and maybe nearing the breaking point." Well, that's a big guy saying it. And one, I wonder how many people heard it, and two, paid any attention to it. Mm-hmm. It's a little frustrating for a journalist, you know, to think, hey, we're looking at the apocalypse, and everybody goes on to see the playoff games. Mm-hmm. But so I had an idea. I'm going to go at it a different way. I'm going to write a short story and incorporate all the issues into the story. And this goes back several years. And maybe hook them with entertainment. And in the process, everybody will learn something. Well, the reaction was more positive than I thought. And I said, well, let's add an audio book to that. So Donna and I put one together. And we touch everything, but a large, to sum it up, a large cloud is approaching. In Kansas, that could be a tornado, but this was different, standing on my cattle ranch. It was a mass of 5,000 people who were fleeing the climate change. This is in 2050, and that's the title of the book, 2050. The Southwest United States is now uninhabitable. A third of the coastal communities have been wiped out by rising sea level, which is very true. The deforestation of the Amazon has reached the point where it's expelling more carbon than oxygen, and that's a recent finding. And, of course, it's hotter. 2023 is the hottest on record in the history of the world. So my little story takes it in a panic situation. The townspeople get together. The local science teacher tells them, you know, what the problems are and the issues. And they face a dilemma, which, unfortunately, many of us face. Either we can have change populations and have the new population take us over, and you know, especially in a small town, or fight.
Yeah, as I say, the book is called 2050, A Parable for a Dying Planet. In the book, very early on, you say, "Weren't you listening when the Earth spoke?" And I think that's the message through the entire book.
Yes, well, I tried it to be. I tried to make it that. And, you know, what does fighting mean? It means that the hunters get their shotguns and the veterans get into a skirmish line as they had been trained. And the local Indian tribe, the young men want to seek honor, counting coup. And so they get their bow and arrows out and the knives. And it turns out, to make things a little more interesting, in the middle of very innocent people looking for shelter and food and better their families, there's a drug dealing cartel. And they take advantage and, like parasites, manipulate the whole 5,000 and finally come up to the boiling point, and we have a fight, and a big one.
And I was going to say, actively, you know, speaking out on the climate isn't new for you. You've been out there with your television documentary work, speeches, alliances with organizations like the Nature Conservancy, and your dedication to preserving and restoring prairie lands. I mean, it's a big part of who you are.
It is. I mean, most of my, I have 65 acres up near Lake Forest in a little town called Matawa. And most of it is in conservation easements. And that means it can't be settled anymore. Mm-hmm. We're studying with the Chicago Botanic Garden the deep roots in prairie plants, because they go down 14 feet and they all are filled with microbes, which all eat carbon. So the thought is, scientists now believe that that's our biggest carbon sink next to the ocean, because, the photovoltaic, if you will, will bring in carbon dioxide to grow the plants. And what it doesn't use, it sends down into the roots. And when they're down there, they survive droughts from the prairie. That's how the prairie grew. And the buffalo stomping all the prairies out, and the fires lit by the Indians. And unfortunately, only 0.1% of native prairie is left. Of course, the trade-off is that we, have lots of cultivation for corn. Unfortunately, most of the corn goes to feedlots. Mm-hmm. And it's primarily sugar and starch.
That's right.
But that's been, it's on the verge. We're not there, but we're experimenting with a new crop called Kernza, which is a wild wheat that it's perennial. It's no-till, so you don't have to dig up the land every year. It's more elegant, a little taller than the GMO wheat, which has been designed for maximum kernels. And that keeps us going. We eat more beef than anybody in the world. Mm-hmm. And I have big hopes for that. Anyway, we're experimenting with it, and I plant it a lot. We also have nice flowers and trees.
You do. You do. Well, and you always put your money where your mouth is, too. 2050, A Parable for a Dying Planet, written by Bill and his wife, Donna. You can get the book or the audiobook, of course, at Amazon.com. Bill, always a pleasure, my friend, and stay warm today.
Same to you, Dave. Don't leave that studio.
Okay, won't I? Won't. All right, thank you, Mr. Curtis. All right, take care.